Well, welcome to the notation section of the pre-launch part of this training series. In this video, I'm going to talk about the notation that we use, get you up to speed on a couple of some basics of counting and hand patterns, just to kind of start building the foundation of technique. If you've been playing a drum for a while, the legend will be important for you to understand how I'm notating music and what we're going to be looking at in this program. As well, you can never do too many of the basic exercises. So if you've been playing for a while, run through them anyway. Work on your basic technique, right, left, left, right, right. Just do single and double strokes, and I'll talk more about that as we move forward. So as far as the notation goes, you'll notice that there are four strokes, four different sounds we're going to make in this program, regardless of the style of drum that you're going to use. And if you look at the legend, you'll see that the lowest note on the scale is a bass tone. Now, bass tone is really simple. In this case, on this drum, it's played like this. On a frame drum, it's played with your middle finger towards the center of the drum. And if you're here, it's played with your thumb towards the center of the drum. Fairly simple. That's the bass tone. I'm also going to be calling it doom, because that's the way it's described with the frame drums. As a matter of fact, if I was playing a djembe or an African drum, it could be gon or don. So we're just gonna call it a bass tone so it covers the whole gamut. The bass tone is the lowest tone that you can get on the drum. The next note you're gonna see is the open tone. The open tone is basically, on this type of drum, the barrel and goblet shaped drum, is where you strike it and let it resonate. That's an open tone. On the frame drum, it's your third finger, your ring finger against the edge of the drum. And that is also called tek or tok. Tek for the right hand, tok for the left hand. Tek, tok, tek, tok. Open tone, open tone. If I'm up here, same thing. It's just the edge of the drum, an open, higher pitched, very resonant tone. That's what you're looking at. That is the open tone. The third stroke is a slap. And a slap is simply choking off the sound of the drum. So if I'm playing it on the tar drum, I'm taking my fingers and I'm pressing them into the head to choke it off. If I'm on the lap style, I'm doing the same thing. I'm just going in a little bit, choking off the head. If I'm on the gunga, or the kunga, or the djembe, one of these barrel-shaped drums, my slap tone is simply that. It's a high-pitched tone where I'm cupping my hand and driving my fingers to choke off the head. That's the slap tone. And the fourth tone that we're going to be doing is a muted tone or ghost note. And that's where we're just playing really quietly. We're creating the pattern that goes underneath the main rhythm that's happening. The only rhythm we're going to play that doesn't have ghost notes is the shamanic drumming rhythm, where it's just a straight-ahead four beat. 4 beat per second pattern. In that case, all the notes are the same volume. They're all open tones. Now, granted, we're often playing that with a beater on a Native American style shamanic frame drum. But the muted tone is going to be part of every rhythm that we learn moving forward, like I said, except for the shamanic beat, because that's what creates the variability that we need. We need that pattern rather than just space. So for instance, if I were learning a particular rhythm and I shared in the free video training series a 3-3-2 rhythm, it's also called a mambo, by the way. The way I showed you how to do it is 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-1. You're playing the quiet notes, those ghost notes, muted tones. Some people learn that rhythm without playing the muted tones at all, and so they'll play it like this. And that can be okay if you're in an ensemble and there's other people playing. But playing these muted or ghost notes is really important. So we're always going to be thinking in terms of playing all the beats, regardless of what the volume that they're at. So we're never going to have a space that we're not playing in this program. There are times when you might do it when you're playing in ceremony, and that's okay. But for the most part, it's almost always done because it creates that pattern, it creates the movement. It's going to take you a little while before you can play quietly and loud, and that's okay. We're going to work on that. Right now, these exercises that I'm going to show in this video are really simple. You don't have to play any of the tones or the ghost notes. Everything, think of it as everything is an open tone right now. So you're playing open tones, all the same volume. Don't worry about quiet, soft, bass tones, slap tones, just open tones. So that's the basic on what notes we're going to be playing. Now, the other part of the notation has to do with the timing of everything. And I've got listed here under the counting exercises and the hand pattern exercises, the basic way we're going to be dividing a measure, our notes, so that we can count them. So for instance, the most common is the 4-4. We're counting 1E and a, 2E and a, 3E and a, 4E and a. So really simple. 1E and a, 2E and a, 3E and a, 4E and a. The next one is 12-8. 1-ta-ta, 2-ta-ta, 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta. You'll notice 12-8 is traditionally, for those of you who study music, counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And that's a fine way to do if you want to. But we're going to count it in 4. And the reason I'm writing it as 12-8 rather than 4-4 is if I wrote it in 4-4, I would be happy having to note everything as a triplet, which means I have to put a little 3 in a bar across the top so that you know those 3/8 notes together are actually a triplet rather than 1.5 beats long. So we're going to be doing the time signature in 12-8, but we'll be counting it in 4-4. So it's 1-ta-ta, 2-ta-ta, 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta. Really simple. So the cool thing about the 12-8 when playing triplets is that you're alternating your downbeats, the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours between the right and the left. So your ones and threes to the right hand, the twos and fours on the left hand. That's kind of cool. And it'll give us a chance to do some interesting things with the orchestration when we do that. So, but that's not the reason that triplets are what they are. They just have this feel to them. And if you watch the video, the free video training series, the last one, I had you playing a triplet rhythm to lift your mood. It's a really common way to go. And I'll talk more about that when we get into rhythm healing. But counting 12-8, again, we're going to count it in 4, 1-ta-ta, 2-ta-ta, 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta, instead of counting it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So the other way to do it is we're going to be doing some odd meter. We're going to have odd meter two ways. We're going to have odd meter with eighth notes and odd meter with 16th notes. So eighth notes are going to be divided in groups of twos and threes. So for instance, I have an example here of 7-8. There's two ways we're going to be writing 7-8. One way is the way you see it here. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2. So it's a grouping of 3, two groupings of 2. In the free video series, I showed you a 2, 2, 3 rhythm. And that is the other way that we write 7-8. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Simple as that. So you'll see it written out. You'll see the subdivisions like this. It's either 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, or 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, depending on what the rhythm is and the way it feels. If we write the 7-8 or 9-8 or any other odd meter pattern with an eighth note, a denominator, and 16th notes, they're going to be counted 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and, or whatever the 2-3 subdivisions are. So if it's a 2-2-3, it's 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. If it's a 3-2-2, it's 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and. Simple as that. So that's how we're counting. You won't see any 4-4 eighth notes. You won't see 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. I don't have any rhythms of that nature. All the 4-4 rhythms that I'm going to be using in this program are in 16th notes. So that's pretty straight ahead. 1E and a, 2E and a, 3E and a, 4E and a. 12-8 is always going to be eighth notes. And there's going to be 1-ta-ta, 2-ta-ta, 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta. The odd meter 7-8, 9-8, 11-8 can alternate between the eighth notes and 16th notes, and they'll be counted accordingly. So that's how we're counting. I will show the counting when I'm showing the rhythm. So when I'm walking through, like you may have noticed in the free video series, if I'm walking through a rhythm, I will whatever I'm counting, you'll see written below. So if I'm counting right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, that's what you'll see with the rhythm. If I'm doing 1E and a, 2E and a, 3E and a, 4E and a, you'll see that notation there as well. And it'll switch back and forth as it needs to. Each of the videos that are covering technique will have a download PDF available with it. You'll also see the notation underneath as I'm playing. So you can reinforce it later with the download and make any notes maybe you want to make, and then be able to practice. So that's how I'll be doing all of that. Hand patterns are really simple. Right now we're going to be doing right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, just alternating strokes. the exercises I have here, remember, we're at this point, if you don't have a drum, you're using your book. And you're playing with your ring fingers on the binding. So as I'm doing hand patterns, for instance, I've got the 4-4. It's simply 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and really simple. What you want to be doing is you want to be working on getting a real deliberate strike against the instrument, whether it's your book or a drum or frame drum or whatever it is. The book is easy right now. If you haven't been playing drums before or for very much, I recommend using a book now anyway, because what we're going to be working on is creating these deliberate strokes. The book gives you an opportunity to really work on getting enough force to make it pop. So you'll want to count it and play it. 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and then build up your speed. 1-E and a 2-E and a 3-E and a 4-E and a 1. And as you get fluid, work on creating an accent on that downbeat. The 1, the 2, the 3, the 4. 1-E and a 2-E and a 3-E and a 4-E and a 1. That way you're kind of developing some skills along that line. Also teaching yourself how to play quiet and loud notes. Okay, so the 4-4, simple. 1-E and a 2-E and a 3-E and a 4-E and a 1. 12-8. 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. You'll notice how you're alternating here. Simple. 7-8, written with the eighth notes. The 1 is on the right hand, the 2s and the 3s are on the left, just like we learned the 2-2-3 rhythm in the free video. So if I'm doing the one that's written here, that's 1-2-3-1-2-1-2, it's right, left, left, right, left, right, left. Right, left, left, right, left, right, left. Really important to do the 2s and the 3s with your left hand. It's going to take some work. And it's okay if your right is always louder than your left. Most of you are right-handed, and so it's going to be easier for you. That's what we want. If you're left-handed, try to do it right-handed. I'm a left-handed drummer, and I've always played it right-hand. And it's been an advantage for me because I haven't had to work so hard to get my left hand to the strength my right hand has. Most right-handed drummers have really weak left hands. They can't do a left-hand lead. They can't be ambidextrous. If you're a left-handed player, a left-handed person playing right-handed, you have an advantage because you're developing the ability to play with a right-hand dominant even though you're left-hand dominant. So that's an advantage. So go ahead and do the right hand, do the same sticking we're doing here. Okay, if we're looking at odd meter using 16th notes, say 7-8 using 16th notes, 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and, just alternate strokes like you would with 4-4, simple as that. So that's the basics with your hand patterns, practice with your book. As you get comfortable, then pick up your drum. But when we start this program in a couple days, I'll be showing you how to get the tones on these drums. So if you're new to a frame drum, you just got one, play around it, see what kind of sound you can get from it. But practice these exercises with your book because it's going to give you a good foundation. Those of you who don't have a drum yet, perfect. Use your book for the time being. If you've been playing a djembe, pick up your book. Try this. It's a different technique. And I will see you in the next video, which will be available in just a couple days.